The congressional candidates for New York's spotlighted 19th district participated in a forum Thursday that allowed for sharing views with an audience rather than debating one another. Debate has been raging mainly among constituents, often on social media. Among the mainstream party candidates, though, it has been through ads. The same day, four congressional candidates took part in an Ulster County Chamber of Commerce forum. Radio Woodstock WDST President Gary Chetkoff issued a letter to listeners saying that after extensive conversation with FCC attorneys, station management decided to discontinue advertisements from the National Republican Congressional Committee that attacked Democratic candidate Antonio Delgado.
You know, in 25 years of owning this radio station, I've never had to deal with something like this. And I think it's just a sign of the times that we're living in.
Chekhov says the station believes the ads to be highly offensive and factually distorted.
This was just so offensive to us and our listeners. The question really was, do we have the right to not run this, being that it's political speech? And the answer was yes, that it is not endorsed by a candidate. The obligations for us are to run candidate-supported and endorsed ads. And this is a political action committee ad, which is no different than any third party wanting to buy advertising, of which we have the right to decline.
He says the station is running ads directly from Delgado's opponent, Congressman John Faso, and that Faso's ads are issue-oriented and not offensive. Chetkoff says the NRCC ads take aim at Delgado's former rap career and paint the Democrat as anti-American. An ad released by the Congressional Leadership Fund, a super PAC endorsed by House Republican leadership, drew widespread attention over the summer, including from the New York Times, which in July published an editorial entitled "John Faso is Race-Baiting His Opponent." The topic even involved political scientist Dr. Gerald Benjamin at the State University of New York at New Paltz, a WAMC board member and supporter of first-term Republican Congressman John Faso. Benjamin immediately apologized for his comments to the Times, saying he did not have any racist intent. Here's Delgado after Thursday's forum on the topic of Republican ads attacking his rap lyrics.
Mr. Faso has chosen to... with the backing of his corporate interests, about $800,000 turned to baseless, negative attacks. And the fact is, this is why folks are tired of politics. Again, not talking about the issues. You have folks who've come out, whether it was clergy members, 18 of them, nonpartisan, whether it was local papers, even Dr. Benjamin, his own good friend, has personally, not just publicly, personally reached out to me and apologize for the inappropriateness of this line of attack. Where's John Faso's apology?
Here's Faso after the forum.
Well, all I've said about his rap career, it wouldn't matter what the form of the music was. It's his words, and he should explain whether the political views that he expressed in those words are consistent with where his views are today. The derogatory comments about women and police, derogatory comments about free enterprise and capitalism, is that what he believes? Well, we heard today that he wants to raise taxes. He wants to raise taxes on individuals, on small businesses, on large businesses, and I think we have a pretty good indication of what he believes.
Meantime, Delgado addresses issues such as health care and taxes.
Mr. Faso didn't say very much about how he would really help bring down health care costs. He didn't talk about Medicare negotiating drug prices with Big Pharma. I did. I spoke about a public option. I spoke about Medicare having negotiating power. That's a big, big contrast right there. We spoke about the tax bill and its impact on our future. He did not answer my question as to whether or not he's for or against. I know he voted no, but he seemed to talk very highly of it in his remarks today. I am against the tax bill and what it did to our future, and I think we have to actually use that money to invest in infrastructure, roads, rail, broadband access, things of that nature.
Delgado said during the forum that he wants to repeal the tax bill. Here is Faso.
Well, repealing the tax bill would be a disaster because the small businesses, all of whom are represented in that room today, are going to get a 20% pass-through credit under this, the terms of that legislation. That's really, you talk to any small business, and they are really benefiting from that. They like it. It really helps them. You talk to large businesses that do business abroad, ending the double taxation, as I cited with Apple, is the prime reason why Apple brought $238 billion of foreign-earned profits back to the United States. he would reinstitute a system where we have double taxation.
19th District Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield says he steers clear of attacks and responds in a measured way with the facts.
I don't enjoy the kind of things that we see in politics today, where people are going at each other about, you know, he's trying to harm America. No, he's trying to harm America. No, he's really, really trying to harm America. You know, it's, you know, let's solve our problems, right? I mean, we're going to compromise on things. Nobody's going to get exactly what they want. But if we just let these problems continue to fester, then nobody's getting what they want, and especially the, you know, the American people and the people here in the 19th District.
Everyone stop the stupidity.
That's actor Diane Neal, who is running as an independent. She said her ads will be positive.
What they've been exposed to so far with the current candidates, it's a lot of negativity, and it's ridiculous negativity.
A National Republican Congressional Committee spokesperson did not respond in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.